Okay, S-N-D-A. We all think we know what it means, okay? Whether you're doing a construction loan or it's a value-add loan, everything's going to be driven by the leases, okay? And the leases that already are there can be problematic for the lender. Everybody's heard of the first-in-time, first-in-right rule, right? Has everybody heard of the phrase barbershop rule? No. Well, that's what it's called, the first-in-time, first-in-right. It's known as the barbershop rule for those of you who still have to go to the barber, not me. Boys, when they go to the barbershop, you're first-in-time, first-in-right, so you get in line. There's no appointments. You show up, and, you know, you get your haircut. So that's why it's known as the barbershop rule. See, these are the little nuggets that you get because you hung in there at 425. Yes. This is a circle of trust. This is happening, okay? Embrace it. Embrace the horror, okay? All right, so I think we all know what an S-N-D-A is, and we need the lender needs a subordination, the lender needs atonement, both of those concepts. We'll give you some non-disturbance, okay? But we've got to have subordination, we've got to have atonement. So here's a classic language. And so if you will put this language in your lease, okay, then when we've got to close in 5 minutes, and here's the term sheet, and I'll say, first thing I say is, I need the leases. I need to see if I have to do any S-N-D-A's. If this is your lease form, okay, I will say, you know what? We don't need an S-N-D-A for this tenant. We are good to go, all right? Now, you're going, well, yeah, anyone would agree to that language. That's your standard, nobody can read it, 1,500 square foot tenant language, right? If you draft this, you know that a normal S-N-D-A, on a negotiated one, we're going to agree to less than this, okay? We'll say, yes, we'll subordinate it. We're not going to disturb your occupancy, but we're not going to be liable for these 12 things, right? So you know that we're going to agree to something less than this. If you will draft the same clause, this is the kind of tips, it's valuable, okay? If you'll do the same clause and put those 12 things in this clause, okay, two wonderful things can happen, magical things can happen. One, the tenant's counsel on your negotiating the lease may go, I'm okay with that, all right? And the other is when my client says we need S-N-D-A's, and then I get the leases, you can pound me and say, you don't need S-N-D-A's because your S-N-D-A language is going to look just like this. It's going to have the 12 exceptions, and it's going to be like that. And I'm going to go, you know what? You're okay. Because no one wants to negotiate with tenants' counsel on existing leases. Never fun, okay? Always, sometimes entertaining, but it's never fun. It slows it down. I get paid more, which is positive. But oftentimes it creates an acrimonious situation. So, classic S-N-D-A, we all know it's an issue. Get it done ahead of time into the form. Or, you know, and attaching a form of S-N-D-A is also a decent possibility. This is a cleaner way to do it. Okay? All right, ground lease. All right, ground leases are just a rodeo show. Okay? Hardly anyone actually even understands ground leases, and they don't understand why the lender doesn't want to lose their collateral. We're just crazy that way. We don't want to lose our collateral. It's a ground lease. Don't you understand ground leases? In fact, we do. We all went to law school too, okay? We know what a ground lease is, but we also know the ramifications of losing all of our collateral because you forget to do something or you do something bad. It's not good for us, okay? So ground leases have to be, wait for it, financeable, okay? Now, depending on the lender will tell you whether the ground lease is going to be financeable, all right? So it can be achieved either by having a properly drafted ground lease, virtually never happens, with a simple ground lessor estoppel or a complicated combination of ground lease amendment and estoppel. Type of financing dictates what your minimum requirements are. CMBS, agency loans, we don't have to figure this out too much. They have produced what they want, okay? So we can look at what they require, all right? Now, Okay, so that's for securitized transactions or agency transactions. They have promulgated standards, and we can read those standards. Now, similarly to the borrower negotiating with their equity something, and we're not in the room, shockingly, you're not, the borrower's counsel is not in the room when the CMBS decides what they have to have in the ground lease, okay? Because they want it all. And a Christmas dinner, and a goose, and a Christmas enjoyed by all. But, you know, there's not that many ground leases that are perfect. And when they are, I do, when I read a perfect ground lease, because I have a life, okay? It's just, I'm not driven by these things. I actually have ground lease tears. I ground lease tears, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so wonderful. I love you. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen much.